4. Multi-award-winning stage and screenwriter James Graham talks about the new smash hit play, Dear England. What did you feel when you met Gareth Southgate?
Well, he's a hero, so I felt nervous. But I was relieved that he didn't remotely disappoint. I felt moved by his humility, his evident decency and his normality. He gave me confidence. I felt like a bit of a fraud in the world of competitive male sport. I wasn't a sporty person at school. PE was my least favourite subject. I wanted to do plays. But I felt safe with Gareth. He's a bit more like me, slightly shyer and softer, and not an alpha male in the traditional sense. In a very Gareth Southgate way, he was mortified that the play was happening and that a famous actor was playing him. He said he wanted to help, but he would never come and see it.
Have other England players come to see the play?
Former England greats such as Gary Lineker, David Seaman, Ian Wright have all come along, Lee Dixon too, and members of the women's team such as Alex Scott. The reaction's been really positive because they think what Gareth has done is extraordinary, and it's exciting for them to come to a theatre and see their world reflected. They also enjoyed the comedic impressions of people they're familiar with. When Gary Lineker caught the production in 2023, he thought Gunnar Cawthrey, who played him, was bang on.
Dear England is now being made into a four-part TV series for BBC One. Can you tell me about that?
I'm writing it as we speak, and we're going to be filming it over the summer. On stage, it's a big panorama, quite comedic, and the football is very abstract. That all plays to theatre's strengths. On television, it's going to be more literal and naturalistic, with more of the behind-the-scenes machinations and more of the players' interior lives.
Were you a sporty kid or a nerd?
Oh, an absolute nerd. I tried to get out of games all the time. I did support Nottingham Forest and Mansfield Town, but I didn't follow club football like some people do. It was the sheer operatic scale of World Cups and international tournaments, the stakes of them, the fact that they only came round every so often, that I loved. I had to get over my imposter syndrome with this play, and in a very Gareth Southgate way, what I've learned is you can't fake it. I knew I had to walk into a room of young actors who could explain the offside rule in 2.5 seconds and admit that there are things about football I don't know or feel innately. I feel the drama and the passion of it, but I don't know the data.
Why do you love theatre so much?
Because there's nothing else in the modern world, except arguably sport and arguably football, that demands you leave your home and go to a physical space and sit in proximity with your community and laugh and cry together. You interrogate your nation together and the systems that run it and what it is to be alive together. And it's that final bit of being together that makes it just electric. I felt that the first time I was ever in a play at school. The feeling of making your neighbours laugh and sharing it as an endeavour with your castmates. The chemical reaction of it is extraordinary. It's the most eruptive thing I experience in my life. And it's so satisfying.
Dear England is at Norwich Theatre Royal between February 3rd and 7th.